Right, now last month on the programme we heard from the Glentoran boss Mick McDermott, whose wife had returned to Dubai to start her visa application after the family had relocated back here after many years in Dubai. Now Carla had to spend 6 weeks away from her family while waiting on her application. Mick is back on the line. Good morning to you, Mick.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you. Now, it was all quite stressful for the entire family and for Carla. Obviously, the mother and sent had to go and live in Dubai for quite some time. But you've got some good news today.
Well, firstly, we got some bad news. Last Thursday, after 5.5 weeks of waiting and knowing that we met all the criteria, Carla went to pick up her passport at the visa processing centre in Dubai. They handed her passport. They handed her a letter. She opened the letter and she was rejected. So that was Thursday afternoon. So she almost collapsed in the meeting area. We couldn't understand why we were rejected. So we immediately got on to our solicitors and the media, and we followed up. And strangely enough, on Friday morning, I received a call from the Home Office apologising for their error and their mishandling of the documents, and they were reversing the decision.
So everything has turned out okay in the end, and she will be able to come and live here, because one of the key issues was to start the application, she had to leave the country. She couldn't be living here when that was going through, which she was, of course.
Yeah, part of the process, Carla had been entering the country on a tourist visa, but part of the Home Office process is to trigger the application, you have to leave the country. Once you leave, you go to the Visa Application Centre, and that triggers the start of it. So from the start of that process, I think that was September 11th, it was roughly 5.5 weeks to receive that initial rejection and then reversal. So, yeah, roughly 6 weeks out of the country.
So how was that first conversation with Carla on the phone when you found out everything was okay? I'm sure the whole family's relieved.
Yeah, it was a whirlwind 24 hours, you know, from a rejection on a Thursday and an unheard of reversal in 24 hours from the Home Office. Yeah, it was massive relief, and now we're hoping to get her home here by Wednesday.
Any parties planned?
I'm sure there will be. Just don't know where and when yet.
Well, look, I'm glad that it turned out okay in the end, Mick, especially after that hiccup on Thursday when it looked like things were going to take a desperately nasty turn for you and the family. So we're glad to hear that things are turning out okay.
Yeah, look, it's been great. The support from the media, from politicians, from community has been overwhelming. So I'd like to put on record and thank everyone that's been involved in that.
Yeah, and I'm sure the support has been very welcome. Have you been coping all right since you've been mum and dad?
Yeah, the family's been great. Mother, sisters, daughters, everybody's been stepping in, friends and family. So, yeah, everybody's been great, and I can't thank them enough as well.
All right, Mick, listen, thank you very much for giving us that update. That's Mick McDermott.